USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is sharing his reaction to a weekend trip by the United States Secretaries of Defense and State to Ukraine.
Good.
That's what President Biden said when he was asked about the journey Lloyd Austin and Anthony Blinken made to the war-torn nation. Their trip came 2 months into the war between Russia and Ukraine. Biden also telling reporters he feels good about French President Macron's re-election victory. Another COVID funding package is on the table as lawmakers return from a two-week recess. Senate negotiators are close to a final agreement on a $10 billion package to continue federal funding for vaccines, treatments, and testing. The White House calls it an urgent necessity. President Biden originally asked for more than $22 billion. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 5500. Enjoy!
A tunnel fire in Arizona has burned through residential areas and is only about 3% contained. In a neighborhood outside of Flagstaff, Arizona, one man says he's helping his neighbor, a Vietnam vet, recoup after losing his home in the fire.
A man that I've known for 20-some-odd years, his life is upside down, and there's nothing I could do.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. He says authorities say he should have acted sooner to stop the fire from spreading uncontained. Firefighters say strong winds have played a part in slowing down their efforts. The search continues for Texas National Guardsman Bishop Evans. The 22-year-old soldier went missing after jumping into the Rio Grande Friday morning in an attempt to save the lives of two illegal immigrants who were attempting to enter the United States illegally. Police say the illegal immigrants were drug smugglers. Evans is presumed to have drowned. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Republicans are calling on the Biden administration to strengthen control on the southern border and keep Title 42 in place. Title 42 is a pandemic authority that lets border agents remove illegal immigrants over public health concerns and was put in place by former President Donald Trump. Montana Attorney General Austin Knudsen tells Fox Business that seizures of fentanyl is already a huge problem in his state, and he's worried it will get worse if Title 42 expires.
They're going to surge in. We're going to see an even larger increase in drugs, in crime, and in deaths, unfortunately.
Utah Democrats on Saturday made the extremely unusual decision to withhold their support from their own Democratic Senate candidate, Cale Weston, and throw their support behind independent candidate Evan McMullen. The Democrats' choice to back the formerly Republican McMullen is part of a broad effort to oust Republican Senator Mike Lee in November. Lee remains a heavy favorite to win re-election. The trial of Johnny Depp's $50 million defamation lawsuit against his ex-wife Amber Heard resumes Monday, with Heard's attorney continuing to cross-examine Depp. The Pirates of the Caribbean star filed suit after Heard described herself in a Washington Post op-ed as a public figure representing domestic abuse. Depp and Heard were married for 1 year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.